Hi, it's Michelle. Thank you for joining me for this segment of Daily Bread with Jam, a Holy Spirit You channel podcast. We are a Whosoever Will channel and a Whosoever Will podcast. And today I'm continuing in the series within a series, part two of Let the Weak Speak. Let the Weak Speak. That being said, I'm going to hop right into it. So, what we have challenges with is that our idea of strength and weakness are very different than God's ideas of strength and weakness. For him, in order for him to show himself strong in and through us, we have to accept our need for him. We have to accept the fact that apart from Christ, we can do nothing. In the previous segment with this title, Let the Weak Speak, Part 1, I provided a list of scriptures. And within those, that list of scriptures were some that I'm sure you're very familiar with. You may even be familiar with all of them. But let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak speak. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And so the implications, first of all, when the writer says, let the weak say, I am strong, this isn't aspirational. The process of embracing our weakness in order to receive the strength of God is the process which takes place through our transformation. It's aspirational in the sense that we may not feel strong. We may not be strong in the truest sense, or in the human sense, we may not feel like we're very strong at all. And for us, and for those that we may know, not that they should, that should have a bearing, that may be a not a good thing for us. But the Word of God tells us that that's a great thing. That is, in fact, a great thing. Why? Because his strength is perfected in our weakness. We go to gyms, we lift weights, we run, we walk, we stretch, we do all kinds of things to keep our bodies strong, to appear strong. And strength, this isn't against strength, human strength. It's not against anything, but it's a challenge for us to realize that human strength cannot accomplish what God does in his strength. That compared to God, we are weak. And we deceive ourselves when we think we are stronger than he is, or than that our strength means something to him. I did a segment recently, His Ways Are Higher Than Our Ways. In many ways, that means his ways are opposite. So when we think we're strong, he's saying, nope, you're weak. That is not meant to be a put down or a degradation of any sort of thing. That's not who God is. It's meant to help us understand that what we think is strong is not really strength at all. And in order for us to receive true strength, then we have to embrace the weakness of our strength as compared to God's. Let the weak speak. Nobody likes the idea of that. Why? Because we've been conditioned not to. We've been conditioned not to accept weakness. But his ways are higher, or opposite our ways. And so he says, I need you to be weak because that's where I'm going to perfect my strength. It's not an easy thing. and the things of God, as it relates to his manifestation in and through our lives by the power of his Spirit, are not meant to be easy, but they are very simple. The concepts, the principles, all very simple. We complicate the matter because we don't know how to put our egos down. We don't know how to say, okay, time for you to be quiet. Okay, sit down somewhere. Because I want the strength of God. I want the joy of the Lord to be my strength. I want his eternal and abundant life versus a temporal life. I want peace. I want unity. Not just for me, for all of us. Because we don't even understand how beautiful these things are. We've never experienced them. Not in the way that we should. But when we choose to embrace our weakness, the Lord will step in and he will show us things. He will let us taste and see that he is good. He'll give us just enough to say, this is who I am. You know, I talk about my experience with cancer because that was a defining moment for me. And I'm guessing it would be for anybody. I'm just talking about me. I can't speak for anybody else. But I've gotten, I've said it before, I'll say it again, like I do many other things. I wouldn't wish it on anybody. I would not wish what I went through on anybody. I would not want to go through it again. And it's been many, many years. But here's what I do know. I have come to know the Lord in ways I didn't even know he existed. I have gone through some things in my life that I wouldn't have chosen, good and bad, by my rating, good and bad. But the fact that I went through them speaks to the necessity of the process, speaks to the need for the exchange of my, what I consider to be my strength, for his. And it is for that reason and that reason alone that I'm able to be here today. Yes, I was physically weak, not only physically weak, physically depleted and dying. Not a metaphor. But through that experience, I experienced a resurrection, a revival, a regaining of strength. It took time, and it broke me in a number of ways. So I understand what it means to allow myself to be weak, to embrace that weakness in exchange for the strength of God. There's so much going on in our world. And in fact, it's really just the same things playing themselves out over and over again at different levels. All of our processes are the same. We have to go through the same kinds of things. Why? Because we're all human. The circumstances may be different, of course, but the process is basically the same. We all have a process. Whether we admit it or not, we are closer in this thing than we ever have been. And we all have choices to make. God gave us free choice, and he intended us for us to use it. The problem is we have ascribed so much of our belief and our choices to other people, places, and things that we are having a difficult time now. We've disconnected and detached in many ways from the essence of our existence, which is the breath, the life of God. The very breath we use to deny him is the very breath he gave us. So just understand that none of us is off the hook with any of this. That's part of our weakness, is that what we call strength is in fact weakness before God. And our weakness is where we find his strength. Let that sit for a bit. I agape you. I bless you. Thank you for joining me here. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.